What's expected to be the final plenary session of the 18th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China officially wrapped up on Thursday after 4 days of discussions. A range of intra-party issues came under discussion, including how the CPC intends to adapt itself to requirements of today's China moving forward. Bill White, an Australian expert on China issues, says he believes the four-day session in Beijing set a clear line as to what the party's leadership will and will not allow.
And I think it's very important that the culture changes so that people who work in the public government area are working for the people and not for their own benefit. If they're working for their own benefit, it's like a cancer in the whole society and ends up permeating and destroying the society. I think it's very important that we have the right mental attitude for the people who are serving the people.
A communique released after the meeting notes a pair of documents covering intra-party governance have been approved. They include laying out what the norms of intra-party political life have to be in China under the new normal, along with the regulations on intra-party supervision. The communique states that building clean politics and opposing corruption are important tasks in strengthening and standardizing political life within the party. The meeting has also solidified the party's leadership around Xi Jinping, referring to him now as the core of the party's leadership. Bill White says he believes Xi Jinping has earned the accolades.
I think he's a great leader, and whether it's for the benefit of whether we get new blood in, the important thing is that they have the ability, which he does have, and he's a good leader, a great leader, and he's developed the country a lot.
William Jones is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Executive Intelligence Review. He says putting Xi Jinping at the core of China's leadership also sends a message to the rest of the world about where China is headed.
I think it's encouraging for China because it's going to mean that whatever happens in the economic sphere or politically, that there will be this directionality that has been created during the presidency of President Xi. And I think that's important for the world.
This week's plenary session has also determined that changes within the party's central leadership will be coming sometime in the second half of next year. The 19th National Congress of the CPC is expected to usher in a number of new officials into the Central Committee, as some of the current members are due to retire. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.